Good morning. This is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. If you would like to reach me, you can follow me, or you can message me, leave me a comment, whatever you like, and I will get back to you. Just make sure you leave your email. And if you don't want to leave your personal email, make up one. That's good for me. Okay? I don't give out my personal stuff. I never will. I only give it out to family and friends. And the friends, they have to be really good friends. Like, I have kindergarten friends from 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I'm still friends with them. Isn't that amazing? And we talk all the time. They're not from where I'm at now, but where I'm from in my hometown. So, on that note, this is my third episode. I only do four. I just did the last two. This is my third one. My numbers are great. Thank you for following me. Thank you for your kind words. I just picked this up. I wanted to do it because I do like Christmas all year. Christmas is my favorite holiday. But Halloween, I love also because the kids are all out. And I love seeing them in costumes and stuff. And I actually, where I live, I'm in the town, so we have a highway. So the kids, none of the moms take them out there. They drive them down into the village. I go into the village on Halloween night. And I check out all the children. It just brings back a lot of memories with my kids when they were going trick-or-treating. I had five, so I went a lot of years trick-or-treating, and I knew the good candy, and I knew where to take them. So thank you again throughout the nation, wherever you may be. And it is for a free site. You can go over it over and over again. I don't charge money. There are struggles right now going on time and time again. I would never do that with everything going on. You know, it's hard to make ends meet as it is, you know. So this subject is more or less on how is everyone doing in the world. I know we all have our issues and our problems. Don't think they can't be solved. They can. You just got to have faith and trust. Trust is the number one issue. I know it's an issue I have with. And there's reasons for that, but I don't want to bore you with that. So that's for a story for another time. But, keep a good positive attitude. Let's not hang around negative people because then you're just not going to feel the vibes of a good positive. Things will work out. Things will come too, and you will see. Have faith, okay? I'm going through issues myself. And you know what? I'm looking up to the world. It's bright. It's beautiful. I got up this morning. I can breathe. I have my health. What more can I ask for? You know what I'm saying? I don't care about money, material things, nothing like that. I'm not into all that. I'm staying out of the limelight. I don't want to do this publicly. I'd rather just do this like this. And if you have anything you want to say, you can get a hold of me. Okay? In the meantime, it is Sunday. Today, I make sauce, usually. I won't make a lot because the kids aren't there today. They're in their pools. A couple of my kids got pools. They all own their own homes. And it's great that I have five kids because I can choose, okay, I can go to this one, and this one, you know. And on the holidays, you switch around, you know. Last year, it was at my daughter's. Everybody went to my daughter's, I think, Christmas Eve. And I think Christmas Day, they went to my son's. One of the sons I have. I have three, and I have two girls. And they're beautiful girls, and they're just gorgeous. I'm sorry, they're mine, and I'm going to say that. My boys are very respectful to me. They help me out. They make sure I'm okay. One's out of state and calls me every week. And maybe all in his days off. And I hear from him, and he'll be back at the holidays, he said. He'll be back around Thanksgiving, Christmas, which he comes every year. He spends the time with me, and he spends the time with Dad. And, you know, that's how we do it. We share. And I, where my ex-husband lives, it's a little bit, about 3 miles from me. But he brings him to me, so I don't have to go get him, and if it's snowing or whatever, and brings him home. And that I'm grateful for. I don't have to spend the gas. So listen, enjoy your Sunday. Get out there, barbecue. Stop moaning and groaning. I mean, look at life. Look on the bright side. Here today, gone tomorrow. You never know. You don't ever know what the good Lord has in store. You know what I mean? Only He makes that decision. We don't make that call. Okay? So if you're unhappy today, get happy. Do something. You know what? Make a tie-dye shirt. Kids love to make tie-dye shirts when they're younger. Even if they're not younger, they can be creative. You can see what's on their mind. You can actually read through the shirt what they're thinking about. Did you ever think about that? So think about it. Have a great day. And if you've got a bicycle, get on that bike, because you know what? It never hurts to do a cruise around town or whatever. You may meet a new friend. And there's nothing wrong with meeting new friends. You know what I'm saying? I've had friends I've known for so many years. All over the place. Work, school, kids' school, through my husband's company. I can't count how many friends. And I can't keep in touch with them all, you know, because it's just, everybody does their own thing. You know what I mean? When you're married, everybody does their own thing. When you're divorced, everybody does their own thing. And just have a great day. The sun's out. It's not raining. Have a great day. And by the way, all you sports fans, I want to mention Yankees are on today at 1:30. The Mets are on, I think they're on tonight. The Mets have been beating the Cardinals. What a good thing that is. But the Yankees, I don't know, have not beaten the Braves. I think maybe once. Last night they did not win. I don't know what's going on. I don't think playoffs for either team. That's my theory. What is your theory? Let me know through an email or something. Who do you think is going to go to the playoffs? I know who I think is going to go to the playoffs, but I'm not quite sure. I'm thinking the Braves and the Red Sox, maybe, and the Orioles. I don't know. I'm tossed up between those three. So enjoy your day. Football is in preseason. I did watch the Bills last night on TV. I have a TV now, so I can watch it on TV. They were not very attentive last night. I don't know what was going on. Josh Allen seemed a little bit occupied. I don't know why. He just didn't seem like the same Josh. Like there was something going on in his mind. But this is where they learn their mistakes. We all make mistakes, right? I make mistakes every day. I mean, they could be little, they could be big, but I do. I'm not perfect. And we don't live in a perfect world. Okay? So, this is where they learn, they pick up, they get instructed from their coaches, they do their practices. This is good thing preseason, because there's only one preseason game left for all the teams. And then in September starts the games. And they're going to be back to back, probably. Look at the schedule I did. They're saying, I think Monday nights, I don't know. They're all on different things, like Prime Video, Thursday nights, Monday nights are on something. I don't know if it's NBC or whatever channel it is. But yeah, and baseball, that's almost over with, which I get sad when it is. And I always go, oh, I wish it was on all winter. But, you know, they need a break too. So get ready for next weekend's preseason football teams. Look on your schedules and have a great day. Okay? Bye-bye.